Before you start this visualization, there's a few things to note. Firstly, there is no right or wrong way to do this. Secondly, you can run through the sequence at any time and anywhere. Thirdly, feel free to modify it, experiment with it, and add it or parts of it to your existing practices. This visualization can be used in any situation where you are seeking insight, inspiration, and inner tuition. Perhaps you're planning a new website, designing a new product, or brainstorming a new idea. Just put it down in a mind map and feel free to use this visualization or your own version of it. So in preparation, have the mind map you're working on ready as a seed. And just stare at the mind map for about 30 to 60 seconds. But while you stare at it, try and look at it in a slightly different way. You need to go into what is known as peripheral vision. That is, looking right at the map, but being aware of everything else around it. So almost defocusing on the map, then paying attention to everything else around it, up and down and to the left and right. Do this for about a minute. When you're ready, put the map down to one side. Then sitting in a chair with your back straight and your feet uncrossed, flat on the floor, put your hands on your laps or the chair arms, but again not crossed. Then just close your eyes slowly and let your body relax and become aware of your breath. Now there's no doubt, there'll be a number of thoughts going around in your head. Just spend some time to let the thoughts of the day circulate around. Just be aware of them. And you might even ask, what are they doing there? Yes, you can talk to your thoughts and ask them where they came from, what they are made of, and where they are going. Just spend a few seconds to do that now. Now I want you to become aware of all the tensions in your body. Just pay attention to your body for a while. How often do we get a chance to do that? Just starting in your head, just observe if there's any tension there. And in the same way you can talk to your thoughts, you can talk to your body and it will listen. Just ask that tension to disappear and dissipate. Then moving down the side of your head, into your neck, along your shoulders, and down your arms, down your forearms, and right into your hands. We use our hands so much, so there's a lot of tension built up there. Just ask your hands just to relax. And go back to your head again. Drop down into your neck, the sides, and the front and the back. Into your shoulders, into your chest, down into your lower back, into your belly, down into your pelvis. Then moving down to your legs, ask your thighs, your quads, your knees, your shins, your calves, to relax. And then moving into your ankles and your feet and down to your toes. Just ask your body to relax and let the tensions of the day just melt away. Now at the same time that your body is feeling more relaxed, it's really important you keep your head and spine vertical. The easiest way to do that is to imagine a thread attached to the top of your head being pulled gently from above, and then just letting all the tensions in your body just drain away. Now, let's pay attention to your breathing. As you breathe in, just extend your belly out as if you're drawing in the breath. And as you breathe out, just flatten your belly. So on the in-breath, just extend your belly out. And on the out-breath, just flatten. And as you breathe in, think about breathing in goodness and positivity. And as you breathe out, breathe all that stress and any residual tension out of your body. Now, we mentioned before about where your thoughts are. What we want to do now is we want to move your thoughts from the front of your brain in the neocortex into the center of the brain. To get an idea of where this is, put your tongue up to the roof of your mouth and imagine a point about an inch above the tip of your tongue and 2 or 3 inches back. Now, in the Taoist tradition, this is known as the cave of the original spirit. We refer to it now as the pineal gland. It's also known as the third eye or even the psychic gland. With a sense of where this point is, bring your thoughts from the front of your brain into this area. Notice how you can now observe the thoughts at the front of your brain as an observer, and how this creates a sense of separation. If you're still for a few seconds now, you may even be aware of swirling patterns, or even get a flash of an image or a face. Just observe and notice. Now, recalling your mind map, take it and imagine wallpapering it over the back and the inside of your skull. Just experiment now by taking your consciousness further back from your third eye into the rear of your brain, where your mind map now is. And just notice what you notice. Now let's pay some more attention to your breathing. Imagine a line that runs up the outside of your spine from your coccyx, the base of your spine, through your neck and over the top of your head. There's another line that runs from the top of your head through your neck back down to the base of your spine, but this one runs inside your spine, inside your body. Now on your in-breath, breathe deeply and smoothly, such that your belly expands. On the out-breath, let the air flow out fully, and let your belly go back in. Keep this going so there's no gap between the in and the out breath. Now, on the in breath, imagine energy flowing up your spine from the base right to the top of your head through your neck. And on the out breath, imagine the energy flowing down the inside of your spine back to the base from the top of the head. Do this for a while and observe from the third eye. The energy coming in the in-breath and out the out-breath. When you breathe in with power, wisdom and strength. And when you breathe out with grace and appreciation. Relaxing and trusting in the knowledge that the insights and inspiration you need for your vision is on the way. And now bring back the image of the mind map. Imagine the in-breath washing through it on the way up, bringing wisdom and insight over all the aspects of the mind map. And then on the way out, as the breath passes over the mind map again, it takes all your hopes and wishes out to the universe, letting it know what you are planning to do. So as it comes in with power, wisdom and strength, it brings the insights you need into the map, and as you breathe out, it takes your desires, your wishes out to the universe. Just repeat this for a while. Now notice where your attention is, and slowly bring it from the inside of your brain right out to the front of your head. We're going to end this visualization shortly. When you're ready, just feel your body.
be aware of the noises in the room. Be aware of the thoughts that have come in. And remember to say thank you to whoever you feel you can direct it to your chair, to your pet, your partner, your guide, or your God, for not only the insights that came in during this visualization, but all those coincidences and serendipities that are going to occur for the next 24 to 48 hours and beyond. Now come fully right back into the room with your eyes open and wide awake. And thank you for listening.